He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Monday morning. It is the March 4th live edition of the Best Stocks Now radio hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson of Gunderson Capital Management. And we have some pretty good numbers for the indexes. Just looking underneath the market a little bit, not quite as strong as the indexes might suggest, but you know what? We'll take a Dow that is up 51 points here so far today. That works out to just 0.2%, but we are green. And we're at 26,077 as we begin a new week. The NASDAQ is also up. It's up 0.5%. It's up 42 points. But I see a lot of the leadership stocks lagging behind today. I'll have to figure out where that strength is coming from. The NASDAQ is at 7,637, up 42 points today. That works out to 0.5%. The S&P 500 is up 0.3%, splitting the difference there between the Dow and the NASDAQ. And the S&P is back above 2,800 once again. We're at 2,812. The Russell 2000, now here's a little bit of the weakness in the market today, the small caps and the mid caps. Small caps down today. Russell 2000 down almost 2 points. It's at 1588. Crude oil is up $1. Wow, we're clear back to $56.79 on crude oil. That's a 1.8% gain today. Gold is down $15 per ounce. Gold has been very weak here the last 3 days in a row. I have no exposure. Gold is at $12.84 per ounce. Silver's down too. It was also had a bad Thursday and Friday. Silver down 16 cents to 1501, and the 10-year yield 2.75%. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now radio hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson of Gunderson Capital Management, broadcasting live from Charleston, South Carolina. We were under tornado watch for a short while last night, and I did hear the wind ripping here for a while. But obviously not as bad as in Alabama. That was the same storm system that came through here. And, of course, that Alabama situation, not good. 24 killed in tornadoes overnight here in the southeast. Well, we've got the market off to a tepid start right now. We're losing our gains here fast. We're only up 32 points in the Dow. I looked underneath the surface, underneath the hood, this morning when the Dow was up 100 points and seemingly purring well. I looked underneath the hood and I thought, you know what, it doesn't look as good underneath the surface as it does on the surface. It's funny how the market is like that. There's other days when the market, the averages don't look very good on the surface, but underneath the surface I'm seeing all kinds of moves in nice leadership types of stocks. Today I'm not seeing that. I'm seeing the leadership stocks lag the market while the indexes remain in positive territory. I mentioned in my newsletter over the weekend that we are running into some technical resistance here. The levels we're at right now, you can look at those on the charts. Those are previous highs over the last several months. It remains to be seen whether or not we can get through those resistance levels and on to new highs in the market. We are approaching the 10th anniversary of this bull market. The 10th anniversary. That does not happen very often. Now, we did have, for just a few days in late December, we went into a bear market for just a few days. So I guess you'd have to put an asterisk next to that 10-year-old bull market where the market took about a week off. That was it. And then it started storming to new highs. In fact, since December 24th of last year, the Dow was up about 19.8%. and it has not had a correction yet. Well, I would say of 2% or more since the beginning of the year, since the day after Christmas. And a lot of people thinking that maybe the market just a little overheated here and due for a pause. Well, we will not be in Scottsdale next week, or I guess it was the week after that. Instead, we'll be in Dallas, April 3rd, 4th, and 5th. That is a Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. And we'll be looking to do a workshop, haven't decided yet, Wednesday night or Thursday evening. And we're going to be at the Hyatt Grapevine. I will have a commercial tomorrow or the next day giving you more details on that. But I obviously will be available to meet personally with you on April 3rd or 4th. That's a Wednesday and Thursday. If you'd like to set up an appointment with me. Now, we got a lot of unfinished business there in Dallas. We met with a lot of folks midway through last year, and a lot of folks were on the verge of retiring or getting ready to retire, different types of situations. So if you'd like to have a follow-up appointment with me, or if you've never met with us before, now those appointments will sell out, I guarantee you. Those appointments will be listed on StubHub, you see, pretty soon when they're all sold out. April 3rd, 4th, and 5th at the Grapevine, the Hilton Conference Center in Grapevine, Dallas, April 3rd, 4th, and 5th. And right now it's looking like Sarasota will be May 8th, 9th, 10th, May 8th, 9th, and 10th. And we're looking at the Hyatt Regency there. Those appointments will also sell out. So if you'd like to make an appointment to meet with me in either Dallas, Texas, or in Sarasota, Florida, you can go. You can call Edie at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. She's my appointment setter. Or go onto our website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com. I noticed last week, especially on Thursday and Friday, the bond market got hit pretty hard, and interest rates spiked up quite a bit. In fact, the bond market sold off, about 2 or 3%. It is now down for the year 2019. It's up a little bit today, but it's had 1, 2, 3 big sell-off days in a row. I continue to be very bearish on the bond market. If you're going to hold your bonds to maturity, which most people don't do, most people are in bond funds or bond ETFs, and they are extremely vulnerable to rising interest rates, which will take away any potential for capital gains in your bonds. In fact, I think you have more risk for capital losses in the bond market. The bond market did not do so well last year, didn't do well the year before, and I think it's going to continue to be a big laggard. Therefore, I see no reason to have a bond exposure, a big bond exposure, in a traditional asset allocation account. Now, that's just me. I'm sure all of the guys and gals that have been trained in asset allocation and really aren't allowed to do any other type of investing other than the traditional asset allocation, they're still going to recommend to you a very heavy weighting in the bond market despite a rising interest rate world. Well, how did we finish up last week? We were barely up for the week last week. We finished the first trading session of March. Well, it was higher, before we all was said and done last week. It was up earlier in the morning, and then it kind of petered out during the day. That's what we're kind of seeing here in the market today. The futures were up over 100 points this morning. We opened up over 100 points. Right now we're up just 23 points. They are saying that there's a trade deal in sight with China. That was the headlines in the Wall Street Journal. Trade sentiment is again boosting the markets as the Wall Street Journal reported that China and the U.S. are in the final stages, Now, remember, this is the Wall Street Journal. This is not any official announcement from the two sides. The Wall Street Journal says that the China and the U.S. are in the final stage of completing a trade deal. And here's what they say that deal includes. Beijing is offering to lower tariffs and other restrictions on American farm, chemical, auto, and other products. And Washington is considering removing most, if not all, sanctions levied against Chinese goods. Is the word sanctions there or tariffs? It seems to me like it should be tariffs. Since last year, China would also step up purchases of U.S. products, with one of the sweeteners likely to be an $18 billion natural gas purchase from Cheniere LNG. This is according to the Wall Street Journal. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We'll be right back. We're all in different stages of the investment cycle. Some of us are younger and at the beginning of that cycle. These folks can afford to take more risk, but it is so important to get started out on the right foot. If you start feeding the kitty early and keeping the kitty in all the right places, the power of compound interest is one of the strongest forces in the universe. We call this the accumulation phase of our lives. Others of us need to start toning things down a bit, but still need growth. These folks cannot afford to take a big hit like the ones that the market delivered in 2001 and in 2008. Then there are those of us that need safe money. Traditionally, this has been the bond market, but we are now in a rising interest rate environment, so we need to seek alternatives. In addition to this, it is time to start taking income from our accounts. We call this the distribution phase. If you're nearing retirement or in retirement, give us a call about the distribution phase of your investing life. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. Best. The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot. The next day they are not. High tech is down. Low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets. Not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. PWStreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now. Are you a diehard do-it-yourself investor? Bill Gunderson makes the tools that he developed to professionally manage money available to you. I invented the Best Stocks Now app, which gives you relative performance, valuations where possible, and my proprietary ranking on almost 5,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. The cost is $9.99 per month. And if you want to see all my live trades in all four portfolios, you can subscribe for $89 per month. Visit my website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com. Gunderson Capital Management is expanding. We continue to grow at a very rapid rate, with clients all across the country, subscribers all across the world, and a daily national radio show. We are looking to beef up our sales force. If you are currently within the sound of my voice and are interested in working for one of the most innovative financial firms in the industry, send us your resume. Licensed advisors are preferred. Send your resume to recruiting@GundersonCapital.com. That's recruiting@GundersonCapital.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, President Trump had some words at CPAC 2019 for our Fed chairman. He said, well, first he said the U.S. economy is doing well in spite of the actions of the central bank. President Trump said during a wide-ranging speech at CPAC 2019, he said, quote, we have a gentleman that likes raising interest rates in the Fed. We have a gentleman, at least he called him a gentleman, that loves quantitative tightening in the Fed. And we have a gentleman that likes a very strong dollar in the Fed. He also said, I want a strong dollar, but I want a strong dollar that's great for our country, not a dollar that is so strong that it is prohibited for us to be dealing with other nations. Close quote. That was President Trump's comments. Of course, the Fed has not raised interest rates for a while. They have not signaled. I guess President Trump just making sure that they stay on that dovish course that we're currently on, because it has helped the market. I think that the Fed would had a lot to do with that wicked sell-off in October, November, and December. We did have a few weak economic reports on Friday. The ISM manufacturing index slipped a bit more than expected. And the consumer sentiment numbers came in a little bit softer than expected. Well, 96% of the companies have now reported earnings for the fourth quarter of 2018, and we're looking at about 13.2% growth in earnings the fourth quarter of 2018 versus the fourth quarter of 2017. Now we've got the Atlanta and the New York Fed models estimating quarter one GDP growth, which will end in 27 days, at below 1%. That's right, below 1%, because, you know, we had the government shutdown in that time. We think that probably took 1.5% out of GDP. And earnings for the quarter, it looks like, are also going to struggle. In fact, as of right now, we're looking for about a 2% decline in earnings. This will be the first negative quarter in a long, long time. We're looking at negative 2% earnings growth when you compare the first quarter of 2019 versus the first quarter of 2018. Well, we'll see. The Atlanta Fed was at about 1% not that long ago, and now they're still at 1%. They think below 1% is where we'll come in with our GDP. Now, in quarter four, we had 2.6 growth. So a big slowdown here in the first quarter of 2019. Most of it, however, being blamed on the government shutdown. Well, China's economy continues to struggle. But, you know, China does something that Europe just won't do. The U.S. has also done it. China is cutting taxes. How about that? China is planning to cut the value-added tax rate. That's the VAT tax that covers the manufacturing sector by 3 percentage points. That's a big, big drop as part of measures to support the slowing economy. The decision could deliver a boost of up to 600 billion won and 0.6 GDP, according to Morgan Stanley. You know what? That's really bullish for the Chinese market. And it's really bullish for the Chinese stocks here. I've been commenting a lot here in the newsletter and on my radio show about Chinese stocks that continue to break out. They're having another pretty decent day here today. In fact, let's just look real quickly. Let's look at FXI, which is the large cap China index. It's having another excellent day. It's up 1%. And let's just look at a few of China's bigger stocks. Alibaba having an excellent day, up 1.7%. I do have a big position in Alibaba here. at Gunderson Capital Management. We'll look at a few more. JD.com up 1.6% today. About Tencent Holdings. Tencent Holdings is up 3.2% today. Tax cuts are good for the market. On the other hand, Europe, here's what Europe does instead. They're looking at a 3% tax. This is what Europe knows how to do. Tax. A 3% tax on the French revenue of large internet companies. Okay, so let's just pick out some companies here and let's slap an extra tax on them. Here's the thing. France says that that tax could yield 500 million euros per year. Google, Amazon, Facebook, and Apple were listed as targets, as well as Uber, Airbnb, Booking.com, and Criteo. France says that a taxation system for the 21st century has to be built on what has value today, and that's data. Tax the heck out of them, that's what the French say. While China is cutting taxes, and of course, U.S. cut taxes last year. Huawei, the fight goes on. Huawei exec to be arraigned March 14th. The CFO is to be extradited. Now, imagine if they get a deal between now and then, you see, she could be set free. But Huawei is set to be arraigned on March 14th as Trump continues to apply the pressure to come up with the deal in the U.S. District Court, and its chief financial officer will be extradited to the United States. The Chinese equipment maker and two affiliates will face 13 counts, including bank and wire fraud and violating sanctions against Iran. And of course, Huawei says we didn't do anything wrong. In fact, Huawei is going to sue the United States over this. So, yes, there's supposedly a deal out there between China and the U.S., but the rhetoric and the battle continues. Russia is ready to take part in bilateral talks with the U.S. over the issue of Venezuela. You know, I was thinking this morning, what are the two darkest places in the world? North Korea and Venezuela. That's where the people have it the worst, I would think. And, of course, the North Korea negotiations broke down. So there doesn't look to be any hope for the North Koreans anytime soon, but we continue to try. In the meantime, there may be hope for the Venezuelans, as there is a new quasi-leader down there, Juan Guaido, the legitimate leader of Venezuela. Russia is now ready for talks with the U.S. Maybe there's hope for the Venezuelan people. Lilly in the news. Lyft. Tencent Holdings, Amazon, Alibaba, and of course there's always cannabis news, and there's always Tesla news every single day. Is it time to buy Kraft Heinz? We'll be right back.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months, or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. Blackout26.com.
We're all in different stages of the investment cycle. Some of us are younger and at the beginning of that cycle. These folks can afford to take more risk, but it is so important to get started out on the right foot. If you start feeding the kitty early and keeping the kitty in all the right places, the power of compound interest is one of the strongest forces in the universe. We call this the accumulation phase of our lives. Others of us need to start toning things down a bit, but still need growth. These folks cannot afford to take a big hit like the ones that the market delivered in 2001 and in 2008. Then there are those of us that need safe money. Traditionally, this has been the bond market, but we are now in a rising interest rate environment, so we need to seek alternatives. In addition to this, it is time to start taking income from our accounts. We call this the distribution phase. If you're nearing retirement or in retirement, give us a call about the distribution phase of your investing life. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is expanding. We continue to grow at a very rapid rate, with clients all across the country, subscribers all across the world, and a daily national radio show. We are looking to beef up our sales force. If you are currently within the sound of my voice and are interested in working for one of the most innovative financial firms in the industry, send us your resume. Licensed advisors are preferred. Send your resume to recruiting@GundersonCapital.com. That's recruiting@GundersonCapital.com. Are you a diehard do-it-yourself investor? Bill Gunderson makes the tools that he developed to professionally manage money available to you. I invented the Best Stocks Now app, which gives you relative performance, valuations where possible, and my proprietary ranking in almost 5,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. The cost is $9.99 per month. And if you want to see all my live trades in all four portfolios, you can subscribe for $89 per month. Visit my website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot. The next day they are not. High tech is down. Low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets, not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. PWStreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, we're coming up on the 10th anniversary. The 10th anniversary of this bull market, which now has a little asterisk next to it. We did go into bear territory there briefly at the end of December of this year, of 2018, rather. And earnings have been growing ever since 2019. I published that bar chart in my newsletter every single week. That's in the macro outlook of the newsletter. If I were getting the newsletter, that would be the first page of the newsletter that I would go to every week when the newsletter arrives in my inbox is the macro outlook of the market. Those S&P 500 earnings bottomed in 2009. The market also bottomed in 2009. And earnings have been growing every year since 2009. And guess what? The market has been going up every year since 2009 also. But how much longer can earnings for the S&P 500 continue to go up? Eventually, they're going to peak. Eventually, they're going to start to rescind, and that will be the death knell in this 10-year asterisk bull market. Well, I published my latest numbers last week in the newsletter for this year. Earnings estimates, I'm below the consensus. And for next year, 2020, I'm also below the consensus there. Look at the bar chart. To me, earnings hold the key. I hear Stuart Varney and others asking pundits, when will this bull market end? And everybody's got a different answer. But if he were to ask me, I say, when earnings growth stops. It's as simple as that. Okay, well, here's what we got so far in the market this year. As of last Friday, the S&P 500 is up 11.8%. The inverse S&P, which is SH, is down 10.5%. Now, they don't always have an exact inverse relationship, but pretty close. The forward PE of the market right now is 16.3. The PE is about 17.4, 17.5, somewhere in there. The forward PE over the last 5 years has averaged 16.5, and we're currently at 16.3. You can't make the argument that this is an expensive market, and neither can you make the argument that this is a cheap market. But it's okay. The NASDAQ up 14.5% so far this year. Tech stocks have had a good run, especially the cloud stocks. They seem to be the leadership here in 2019. S&P 600 small cap index up 15.8% year to date. Emerging markets, after getting drubbed last year, a 17% loss last year for the emerging market index. So far this year, it's up 9.4%. You've heard it here on my show. I said, look, this is turning from negative bearish territory. We've turned the corner. This was quite some time ago. I said, the emerging markets are now moving back into uptrend bullish territory. And they're up 9.4% so far this year. The China A-shares, A-S-H-R, up 28.5%. That's the best performing index. The more common China large cap index, which is FXI, it's up 13% year to date. Europe up 10.8%. year to date. Bitcoin down 0.3% after being down 71% last year. Ouch. Latin America up 9.2% year to date. The bond market is negative. The long bond ETF, which is 20-year plus U.S. Treasuries, down 2.4%. And the U.S. Treasury 10-year yield, 10-year duration, the ETF there is down 0.6%. Interest rates so far this year are up 14 basis points. We started at 2.62, we're now at 2.76. And that's why the bond market is down. The U.S. dollar up 1%. Oil has had a very good year. Besides China, oil is the second best performing asset class out there. Oil is up 16.2% year to date. Gold is up 0.5%. So there's where we stand so far in the markets. As we look at the technical indicators of the market, the S&P 500 has resistance at right around just over 2,800. That resistance has been in place since last fall. We're at 2,810 right now. So it looks like we're going to break through that resistance. Let me just check here. Is 2810? I want to say we've already been there. We're still at resistance, okay? The market needs to get above 2815 to break through this severe resistance, this lid, this ceiling, which is called technical resistance. The Dow has very similar technical resistance right now. The Dow needs to get through, let's see, the Dow Jones Industrial Average needs to get above 26,277. We're 200 points away from that. We're hitting resistance on the Dow from a technical point of view. All right, let's take a look at some individual stocks. Earnings season is 96% over. Let me just give you a little bitty rundown before we take a look at some of these individual stocks here. 96% of the companies in the S&P 500 have now reported earnings for the fourth quarter of 2018. 69% beat their earnings estimates. 61% beat their sales estimates. Q4 is now expected to come in with 13.1% earnings growth and 5.8% sales growth. For all of 2018, which is now almost in the books, it's all in the rearview mirror now. Analysts are projecting earnings growth of 20% and revenue growth of 8.7%. Now, this quarter that we're now in, which would include that government shutdown, and it's also a difficult quarter for comparisons because the first quarter of last year included the tax cuts. For Q1 2019, analysts are projecting earnings growth of negative 3.2% and revenue growth of just 5.2%. So you're also seeing, you're not going to see those double-digit numbers anymore that we got last year. We're now slowing down to single digits. And so we've got to watch the earnings growth going forward very, very closely. Because in my mind, that's what will end this current almost 10-year-old bull market with an asterisk next to it. Eli Lilly is launching a lower-priced insulin. They're taking on Novo Nordisk, who's the biggest insulin producer in the world. I bring that up because Lilly's stock has been on a roll. It's down today, however, on this news. It's down 1.5%. I also bring up Lilly, too, because the healthcare stocks, I commented in my newsletter last week, Medicare for All, the mere mention of it, has sent shivers down the spine of United Healthcare, which is down again today. That's a Minneapolis-based company. Louisville, Kentucky-based Humana, big shiver today, down 3.4%. Just on the mere mention of course, there's a bill out being drafted, will be voted on for Medicare for All. That comes from one of our senators or congresswoman up in Oregon. You take a look at the others. WellCare is also under the pressure right now. These stocks are getting ready to break down. Now, what are the chances that Medicare for All actually passes? Very low, but nonetheless, these healthcare stocks remain under pressure. We've got an IPO that has now been filed. This could be one of the biggest IPOs in a long, long time. Should you be buying it? Did you use their services over the weekend? There's also news on Tencent Holding today. And Amazon and Alibaba and a couple of weed stocks. We'll talk about those in the final segment. This is Bill Gunderson.
This is Bill Gunderson, professional money manager and chief investment officer at Gunderson Capital Management. Many of my listeners are still in the accumulation phase of their lives. They continue to contribute to their retirement or savings accounts. Along with their contributions, they still need for their portfolios to grow. They need to be in the best asset classes for growth now. They don't have time to miss 9-year bull markets or be in the wrong places. I manage both an aggressive growth and a conservative growth portfolio for these folks. It seeks out the best growth stocks that I can find at any given point in time. These portfolios are carefully tended to by me on a daily basis. These two portfolios are also unconstrained. They are active, not passive. They can go anywhere in the world to find the best growth opportunities. At times, they may be in cash or have some inverse hedges if I think that the market is too expensive or the economy is headed into recession. Is your main objective still accumulation or growth? I'm on it. Contact us at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. We're all in different stages of the investment cycle. Some of us are younger and at the beginning of that cycle. These folks can afford to take more risk, but it is so important to get started out on the right foot. If you start feeding the kitty early and keeping the kitty in all the right places, the power of compound interest is one of the strongest forces in the universe. We call this the accumulation phase of our lives. Others of us need to start toning things down a bit, but still need growth. These folks cannot afford to take a big hit like the ones that the market delivered in 2001 and in 2008. Then there are those of us that need safe money. Traditionally, this has been the bond market, but we are now in a rising interest rate environment, so we need to seek alternatives. In addition to this, it is time to start taking income from our accounts. We call this the distribution phase. If you're nearing retirement or in retirement, give us a call about the distribution phase of your investing life. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot. The next day they are not. High tech is down. Low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets, not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. PWStreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. blackout26.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio. Yeah, you know, we've lost a lot of the oomph. We were up 100. Now we're only up 18 points on the Dow. The NASDAQ, however, is still up 23 points to begin a new week. Okay, some of the individual stocks in the news. Lyft, L-Y-F-T, files for its IPO to list on the NASDAQ under the LYFT ticker. The listing will have two classes of common stock. The ride-hail company had $2.2 billion in sales last year, but almost $1 million in losses. JP Morgan, Credit Suisse, Jefferies leading the IPO. Should you be jumping in on this IPO? Well, I think you should give it a year at least to see whether or not they can turn a profit, number one, and grow that profit over time. That's what increases the value of companies. Lyft believes it has sufficient cash for the next 12 months, but might need to borrow or raise more equity for longer-term objectives. And, of course, we're also waiting for even a bigger IPO, which will be their competitor, Uber. Tencent aims for expansion of esports in China. Well, the Chinese stocks are on fire right now. Tencent Holdings is one of the biggest Chinese stocks. It's a $419 billion company. It's made a pretty good rebound. Tencent got as low as $31.54 late October. It's now back to $44. So it's made about a 40% move since last October and continues to grow at a pretty fast rate. The stock's been going sideways here for the last 4 or 5 weeks. It's having a good day today, up 3.2%. A lot of the other Chinese stocks also having a good day. Amazon raises, Evercore raises Amazon on gross profit potential. Evercore raises its Amazon price target from $1,800 to $1,965. I'm on board with that. Let's see, Evercore, Amazon. Amazon having an excellent day today. Amazon is one of my largest positions here at Gunderson Capital Management. Amazon up $34 a share, breaking through the 1700 level. It's up 2%. There's your gain in the NASDAQ today. Not much else moving in the NASDAQ. Amazon breaking out. It needs to get through 1736 for a clear breakout. It's up against its 200-day moving average right now, but Amazon having an excellent day, up almost 2% as Evercore raises their price target from $1,800 to $1,965. Amazon also plans a new grocery store format. Hey, I thought that now they're going to bricks and mortars, which seems crazy. They're expected to pose a challenge to larger grocery store sellers such as Kroger, Walmart, Target. The timing of Amazon's store development comes during a difficult period for the roughly $1 trillion food and consumer product retail sector, which already deals with low margins and extreme competition. Amazon's new grocery stores
are anticipated to average about 35,000 square feet in size and sell food, beauty products. Uh-oh, we better check on Ulta today. How is Ulta reacting to this news? It's down just a little bit. And health items. Office Depot is inking a deal with Alibaba. Okay, I don't like Office Depot, but I do like Alibaba. Alibaba is having an excellent day of its own, as it is now breaking out again. It did a big double bottom that completed in late December, and it's gone from 130 to 186. And I'm on this ride in Alibaba, which is the Amazon of China. Alibaba is up 1.5% today. All right, and here is the cannabis news. We've got Aphria, APHA. This is one of the players. Aphria is a $2.5 billion market cap Canadian company. We had Senator Cory Booker in South Carolina in Charleston over the weekend on Saturday, and he's the one introducing the bill for nationwide legalization of recreational marijuana, the same exact law that Canada has already passed. Now, Senator Booker, who's running for president in 2020, and he's on board with the Medicare for All, as are, of course, Elizabeth Warren and, of course, Kamala Harris also. Aphria up 2% today. They received a license amendment for a production facility. They're going to ask for 800,000 additional square feet of facilities at their Aphria 1 location. The company will establish nearly 22,000 plants in Part 4 and Part 5 expansion. So Aphria, big-time grower of cannabis. And lastly, Tesla was able to make their big payment on Friday. $920 million in cash they had to fork over to pay off their $920 million convertible bond obligation. So Tesla takes a major cash hit. I don't know where they're at with their cash. You'd have to look at their balance sheet. But Tesla's been under some pressure here recently. Let's see how Tesla is reacting today. And then it's time to say goodbye. Tesla not doing well, down 2.6%. All right, well, will we make it 10 years and running in the current bull market? Where are the best stocks now? Get the Best Stocks Now newsletter at GundersonCapital.com. And if you'd like to meet with me in Dallas, April 3rd, 4th, and 5th at the Grapevine Hilton, go call us at 855-611-BEST. Book an appointment with Edie before those tickets go on StubHub. They get a lot more expensive then, you see. And we'll be in Sarasota in May. This is Bill Gunderson. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.